Steve, do you have time for a quick question?
Absolutely.
We've got Mike Toomey coming up. He'll be with you in just a second. I'm just curious. There's a story in the news that I would love to get your opinion on. There's this op-ed piece in the New York Times which kind of dismantles the White House.
I wrote it.
Did you write it? All right. Question solved. Thank you, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This morning, there was a statement issued from the vice president's office saying that he is not the one who wrote this piece. Was that a highly held belief?
I wouldn't say highly held. Mike Pompeo's come out with a statement saying he didn't write it. And I did see reference to some of the language was language that the vice president has used as well. But, you know, this is like when you're in third grade and you're writing a note.
Right.
You don't want people to, you know, you write in left-hand cursive so they don't figure out who you are.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think if the vice president wrote it, he'd be using terms that are particular to his vocabulary, you know. Maybe someone wanted them to think it was the vice president.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know.
Will we ever find out, do you think?
Probably. I mean, there's not much kept secret in Washington in the last couple of years, so maybe we will, yeah.
Will this person be considered to be like a modern day, you know how Deep Throat was to the Watergate investigation with Woodward
right.
and Bernstein?
Right.
Is this person our generation's Deep Throat?
Well, we'll have to see what happens because, you know, you could argue that this person should be, if this is happening, should be speaking up on the record to try to make it stop happening, you know, rather than writing something anonymously. Of course, you could argue either way that if they all quit, that things would be worse. So I don't know. It will be interesting to see if this is something that triggers something further. But, you know, we've been through so many of these, and the next trigger doesn't really lead, you know, there's not been a snowball effect. It's been a series of, you know, shots and fires and things like that, but nothing has really accumulated to cause any sort of movement in Washington. So I don't know that this will be any different. We'll see. There are people who think it certainly will be, that it's the beginning of some sort of major shift there.
Is it safe to assume that this is the sort of thing that would drive the president out of his mind crazy?
The reporting was that he had he was volcanic, I think was the word I heard,
yeah,
for about 30 minutes yesterday.
Boy, we all have, like, stress at our houses and sometimes dysfunctional families. This has got to suck, waking up and being that stressed out every day.
Yeah.
A lot of us are waking up being stressed out, Wendy.
Yep.
Yeah, but this is just
turmoil. Yep.
Constant.
Constant turmoil. Let me turn that turmoil around for you, Wendy.
It's not
Mr.
the thing.
It's Mr. Fun, Mike Toomey, on the line. Mike, I will ask you the same question. Do you believe that Mike Pence had anything to do with this letter?
Oh, come on.
Mike's not talking.
I got it on Dean's.
He's refusing to talk.
Situation.
Hold on. We'll press some buttons.
I heard something in the background.
Jasmine will press some buttons.
No, she'll get someone to press some buttons.
Right.
Here comes Ben.
Yep. All right.
You want me to do my Mike Toomey?
Yeah, would you mind?
It's not ready yet. I'm getting close. But
are you getting close?
I'm feeling pretty good about it.
All right. They are working behind the scenes feverishly to get Mike, who is at
WGN.
They're working behind the scenes. I threw in the feverishly. Mike is at WGN at the TV station on Bradley Place, and we're making a connection now. So we're hoping our best.
What does Mike have coming up? Zany's show?
It says here appearance with Bill and Wendy Thursday morning.
But isn't that tentative?
I put a question mark.
Yeah, it's tentative by
right. I'm actually, you know what I'm going to do is just draw a quick line through that one. And then, Zany's in Rosemont tonight at 8 o'clock and tomorrow 8 and 10:30. And that's it.
All right, we're still working on it.
All right, we're still working on it. We'll get
We have plenty of time.
We'll get it pretty soon.
We're here till noon, and then we're on the stream from noon till 1.
Yeah.
So we'll figure it out.
But before 1 o'clock, Wendy, Mike Toomey of the WGN-TV Morning News will probably be a guest on our show. I'm not going to guarantee anything. There's a lot of buttons to be pressed, a lot of knobs to be moved. There's also a lever involved. I don't know what it does.
Mikey, can you hear me?
Hello?
Oh,
Mike,
there
is that
he is.
You?
No, that's me doing Mike.
No, this is the wrong line, Bill. I'm still on.
It's Orion.
Yes.
Orion, how are you?
Hello. This is the wrong line.
I believed this for a minute.
Oh, you're funny.
How are hogs?
Well, are hogs good?
1 1/8. Oh. Lean hogs are down.
Oh.
Can I ask a question? Oh, why do you want a lean hog?
I never understood that either. They look weird. You see a lean hog. I'm like, why is it lean? It's a hog.
Maybe, Orion, it works out.
It might well be.
Maybe it does. Maybe it spends some time in the gym. It wouldn't kill us, you know, to spend a little time in the gym. Mike, how are you? It's Mike Toomey, everybody. Hi, Mike.
I wanted
to do that thing where he keeps trying to get the other call and you're still talking to the person. Like you go, hey, I got to go. I got to get this other call. Hello? Still me. Oh, wait, still me.
Right.
And you think you got it. Man, I thought that idiot would never shut up. Still me.
Why in a day and age where technology is supreme, can't we figure that out? What's wrong with us?
I don't know.
It doesn't make sense. How are things with you, Mike? How are things at the WGN-TV Morning News?
Everything is great here. I just had lunch with the ghost of Cliff Mercer.
Oh, you did? How'd that go?
It was great. He's a delight.
What does a ghost get?
He eats very lightly. He ordered some lean pork.
And, yeah. It all ties in.
It all ties together.
Egg whites.
All of the lean pork, please. You don't even have to trim the fat off of any of that stuff.
There was a time where you guys right there in that building at Bradley had an incredible cafeteria, and that's sadly no longer the case, right?
Yeah, now it's just kind of a holding area for us to sit and hang out, but it was fantastic, yep.
Were you there as a kid? Did you go on Bozo Circus ever as a kid?
Never got to.
Bill likes to rub this in people's faces, Mike, because he went twice.
Well, I just found out we're going next week.
Oh, your tickets came in.
We ordered them when I was a fetus. So
congrats.
It's actually happening, yeah.
Mike, didn't people, I know we kid about this, but wasn't there a time in Chicago where if a couple found out that they were going to have a child, they would put in an order for Bozo tickets knowing it was going to take 7 or 8 years, right?
Right. No, that's exactly right. Because the studio, like when you come here and you look in there, it's way smaller than you imagined it as a kid. Like you saw it on TV, it literally looked like a three-ring circus.
Sure.
It did.
And then you come in here now and you're like, wow, how do they fit all those people in there?
Do you know why I think, Mike? It's because Ringmaster Ned would say at the beginning of every broadcast, a cast of thousands, and we believed him.
He was lying to us.
Well, it looked like it, though.
But you know what else? Clowns, you can fit a lot of clowns into a small space, as we've learned over the years.
Mike, do you feel like our parents didn't love us as much as Bill's parents loved him? Because I never went.
No, I never went either, and I know that they didn't. I was at Bill's house when he was much younger.
A couple times.
His parents loved him way more.
We went every week.
And yours did or mine did.
And a week never went by, Wendy. We didn't sit through two or three Bozo Circus tapings.
Plus, they always bought him stuff. They always bought Bill stuff.
You know,
never said, we'll see to Bill.
Right.
They
would just automatically buy it.
That's not right.
Now, kids in our school, if you were a kid that was going to Bozo Circus, the classes would stop and we would watch that kid on TV from noon till 1 o'clock.
What does that teach you?
And you were, I don't think it taught us anything. It taught us plan ahead and get Bozo tickets, you know? But then, like you, if you were a kid and you showed up on TV, you were then famous for the rest of your school career.
Unless you called in sick that day.
Oh, I guess so,
That's the kid that said he was sick, and he's...
he's enjoying Bozo Circus.
Yeah, he's playing the relay race with the eggs on the ruler, whatever. He won the color forms.
Who was, other than Bozo, who do you think was the best clown on Bozo Circus?
I was an Oliver guy.
Yeah, Ray Rayner?
Yeah, all around Ray. I mean, what a multi-talented dude.
Yeah.
I liked Cookie, gotta tell you.
What was it about Cookie, Wendy?
He just was loose.
No, you're right. You're right.
He was.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, that's what they were saying.
He was not uptight. He just looked like he'd be a lot of fun, and it turns out he was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Don't you think, though, if your name is either Cookie or Oliver O. Oliver, you almost have to go into clowning? There's few jobs that you'd do well at. You can't be a CPA named Oliver O. Oliver.
You know, I heard an interview, this is obviously years and years ago, with Cookie. It wasn't
Roy Brown?
It was Cookie. Interview, and Cookie was explaining how he got into the business as a puppeteer.
Yeah.
Okay. So, in other words, the puppets are obviously fake because he's identifying them as puppets.
Right.
But Cookie is real.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course he is.
Going, well, I was a puppeteer before. Wait, but you're not. You're a
clown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I found that fun.
Do you remember the moment when you realized that Cookie and the dog on Ray Rayner are the same?
Cuddly Dudley?
Yeah, Cuddly Dudley. And Cookie, that's one and the same.
I didn't know that till just now.
Is that true?
That
was Roy Brown's
remember
first
the greeting?
Yeah.
Hi, Ray, and how are you today?
Yeah.
I was jealous of I coveted my neighbor's Cuddly Dudley.
Oh, they had one of the life-size?
Yeah, the big
ones.
The
huge
ones? Yeah.
That came in the cardboard doghouse?
Yeah.
That's
a cool.
Did they
play with it, or did they keep it in the
house?
They
kept it in the house.
Yeah, see, that one's probably still standing, because, like, everybody else took it out of the house and played with it, and now it's somewhere with its neck tilted, like, tilted to the left, and there's, like, stuff coming out of the
right.
neck.
That's
keep
not
it
good.
In the house is, I guess, what I'm trying to say.
I got a postcard from Garfield Goose, so that's exciting. It's
did you?
Yeah.
When he went on vacation?
Yes,
he went to Milan.
Nice.
He's at the Dells.
On the duck boats.
Having a great time. Wish you were here.
And then the part that's written by Mama is just like a clapping sound.
Right.
That part of the postcard.
I'm proud of that. I don't know where that is. I got to locate that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Mike Toomey's here. He'll be performing at Zany's in Rosemont tonight and tomorrow. That's it, Mike, right? Just tonight, one show, and tomorrow, two shows? That's
two
all?
Two shows tomorrow, one tonight.
They're lucky to have you for that, if you ask me.
So happy to be there.
Yeah. All right. So we'll continue this discussion next. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and it's Wendy on WGN. Bill and Wendy with you. Our guest is Mike Toomey. You know him from the WGN TV Morning News. He's performing at Zany's in Rosemont tonight at 8 o'clock and tomorrow night at 8 and 10:30. Go to zanies.com. All the ticket information is there. Rosemont.zanies.com. Mike, also, the star of the one-man show, TV and Me, is that coming up anytime soon, Mike?
I do. I will be talking about that coming up, but the next time I have it scheduled is in February, so
oh.
I hope I can come on and talk with you guys about that.
We'll see. We'll see how things go.
Come on.
Maybe.
Just... we don't want to commit. all right. Because you love TV so much, I want to ask you a question. Mm-hmm. When we were growing up here in Chicago, the two big sitcoms from days gone by that you just couldn't miss were The Andy Griffith Show and The Dick Van Dyke Show. WGN ran them at 6 o'clock and 6:30 every night, so we all got a steady dose of those two shows. What do you think are the two shows now, like for our kids? What are the Dick Van Dyke Show and the Andy Griffith Show for our kids, do you think?
I don't think there are any. I don't think there is one to have that kind of
nothing?
Vibe. No, I mean, there's things that appear that often, but none of them strike the same chord with me. I mean, do you think there is?
The two that come to mind for me that I know my daughters watch religiously are Friends and The Office.
Yeah, when my daughter was home, she would watch Friends every day on TBS.
Yeah.
So I guess that's...
So there's some carryover,
the
right?
The old rerun of their generation.
My kids watch that, too.
Those two or just one of the two?
Both. Yeah. No, just The Office and Seinfeld, surprisingly.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? That's another good one.
Yeah. Although I was always surprised because Seinfeld, to me, always seemed so inside. And at some point, for quite a run there, they were the number one sitcom on TV at Seinfeld. And that always surprised me, because there was so much stuff that I went, this seems too inside to be the number one sitcom on TV.
Well, that was kind of the take at the beginning, right? The first couple episodes he did, the Seinfeld Chronicles, didn't really click, and they were this close to letting it go, and then said, let's give it another shot, and people started catching on.
The rest is history.
Right.
God, that show is still so funny.
Yeah.
My boys need a home. I mean, there are just Donna Chang. There are so many things that were just on the other night. That's like our nightcap. Most people have a cocktail. We do a couple of Seinfelds.
And then it's time for bed.
Yep.
It's very easy. Mike, at least one of your kids is about to get married. Is that correct?
Two of them.
Two of them now?
Yeah. Yeah. My
to the same person?
They're going to, yeah.
Oh, that's going to be ugly.
We're going to do a Brady Brides. we have two weddings over 5 weeks next summer.
How do you have kids that old? You don't seem that old.
That's funny. yes, I feel that old. One is in the end of June, and one's in August. So within 5 weeks, we'll have.
Oh, my God.
Is it? I mean, I know for a fact that you know that that's real, but doesn't that throw you? It's got to.
Well, it does, especially when people say, like here, this is absolute truth. People try to be nice sometimes when they say that. And, like, I had somebody say to me, man, you look just like you did in high school. So you're saying, mm-hmm. when I was in high school, I looked like I was 55.
Right, right.
So this kid is going home going, this kid in my biology class looks like he's 50.
There was always that one kid.
Yeah, he could buy the beer. He didn't
easily.
Get carded at Osco.
Easily. But, yeah. You did something so nice. Mike's oldest son's name is Sean, and when Sean was going off to college, this is several years ago, you posted a picture on Facebook of him when he was, I think, 4 years old or maybe 5 years old.
Yeah.
And you said something to the effect of, this little guy is going away to college. And I went, boy, who amongst us can't relate to that? Because when you see your kid going away to college or getting married or having children of their own, in your head you're going, oh, they're 4 years old. What are they can't be doing this.
Until that happens, Cats in the Cradle is just a song. It's only a song. Now you just think back all those moments in your life where you're singing it. You're
Like,
hey, you want to play catch? I really get the cats in the cradle and this. Stop it. Harry Chapin. Jerk.
You're the first person ever that called him a jerk.
Harry Chapin.
What a jerk. What a jerk.
For the record.
Mike, I was going to ask you about Mother Teresa, but I saw how you just took down Harry Chapin, jerk. So I'm not going. Also a jerk.
Yeah.
Mother Teresa, also a jerk.
Fred Rogers, all of them.
Huge jerk. Will Rogers, can't stand him.
The jerk store called.
Yeah, they're all jerks.
They're all out of you.
Oh, that's funny. So will you be doing or saying anything special at either of these weddings? Are you going to speak?
No. You know what, though? Huh. If you've been to any recently, they are becoming productions. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody has to talk. Everybody has to say something. And like they have the dance, the coordinated dances with the wedding part. There was never anything like that when we got married or before, right?
It is a thing now. I've been to several weddings where... Either the bride will go up with her father and it's going to be an awkward dance, but no, they've been taking dance classes at Fred Astaire for a year and a half and they've got this great production plan. So I've been to a couple of those.
Right. Well, for the wedding that we're having in June, I'm going to break out my new ventriloquist piece.
Oh, great.
And if that goes well, I'll do it again for the one in August.
I've been taking
ventriloquism lessons for the wedding.
Oh, yeah, that's excellent.
Yeah.
I just think that if you are speaking, I wouldn't want to be the other father who has to go up and speak after you've spoke. That would not be an easy follow.
Well, it's not something any of us have to worry about.
You're just not.
What about a late night snack? Because that's something that happens at weddings now, too. And that's just another expense. And you have two brides.
Right.
Oh, my God, Mike.
I've heard of that, too. Well, mine are the grooms.
I'm sorry. Yeah, okay,
so
good.
But I've seen that. I was at one recently where they had White Castle brought in.
Yeah.
Like, later.
When did that start?
I don't know.
That's a fairly recent thing, right?
Here's an idea. Don't drink your dinner. Eat what's presented in front of you, and then you don't need a late-night snack.
Right, right.
That's so true. Have they asked your advice at all in planning either the wedding itself or the reception? Have you come into play at all?
Not too much, really. Just kind of letting them do, what they do, and then they'll ask questions.
You gonna cry?
It's never any. I would like to say no. How about that?
But
probably right.
Yeah.
Without you know.
I know for a fact when my daughters get married, I'm tearing up.
I know
now,
he is.
Yeah. You know.
You'll cry, Mike.
I know.
Why?
It's okay too.
It is okay.
I cried when Major Nelson and Jeannie got married. Who am I kidding?
That was a beautiful moment.
That was a beautiful wedding.
On the film because she was a genie. And I still cried. I cried my eyes out. Who am I kidding?
What do you think it is about that moment that makes us cry? What's sad there?
God, I don't know. I wish I knew what triggered it. I mean, when Luke and Laura got married and Scotty Baldwin jumped off the balcony and started fighting with him, I cried like a baby.
This is 2 days in a row that Laura Spencer has gotten a mention on the show. Yeah, yesterday we were playing the song Think of Laura.
Think of Laura, and it does make you think of her. She's coming back, actually. She's going to be back on the show in a little while.
Even though she died.
Everybody dies. I was thinking in my head, there's probably like 20 characters on that show that died.
But came back.
Yeah. That show's still on?
Oh, yeah. General Hospital's still
Since
on.
Since 1963 and still going.
But I remember, because Mike, as you know, I was an All My Children guy. I was not
Me
a
too.
General Hospital. Because that was far more realistic, right, Wendy?
And hipper.
Way hipper. Yeah. But all the people that would either have amnesia or die or both and then just show up again, and it was business as usual for the town.
And they had Dracula. Who was that guy? Palmer?
Oh, Palmer Courtland.
He was kind of like a Dracula kind of guy.
He was kind of, yeah.
Yeah, but at least we got to hear this when somebody came back.
You always got that.
Yeah.
Did you know, Mike, that the guy who played Palmer Courtland, did you ever see the movie Oklahoma?
Probably.
There's a dance sequence in there where Gordon, he was a dancer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does Adam Chandler dance in that
one? I don't think, but he was on Gunsmoke.
What about Stewart?
Stewart was a great dancer.
It was amazing how much they really did. Were they really twins, or was that just...
That was just one very gifted actor.
Wow.
David Canary or Canary? I can't remember.
You embarrass me sometimes.
I embarrass all of us. That's my job.
Bonanza, too, remember?
Yeah. Oh, Bonanza, not Gunsmoke. You're right.
He was
Candy.
Candy.
Yeah. Yep.
Which is an odd name for a man.
in the Old West?
Yeah.
That was his name?
Candy.
Sure.
Yep.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Well, I guess that's that.
I can't wait to see the show, Mike.
Did we just slam that one into the wall?
Wow, look at that.
Well, I think you two sometimes forget you're on the air.
Yeah, it's not sold out, is it?
This is what it would be like, listeners, if Bill and Mike were having lunch together. We're just
That's exactly what it is.
I know.
We'll have to talk for a while and be like, hey, are we going on the air yet? We just did.
Here, let's bring it back by...
That was great. Oh, now we got it. Now we got it. Mike, close the show at Zanies and Rosemont with that.
For a second time.
Yeah, just do that.
People are going to be like, is he going to get to the candy thing or not? Is he going to talk about David Canary?
I hope he does. That's why we paid our money. Go see Mike at Zanies and Rosemont tonight and tomorrow. One show tonight, two shows tomorrow. All three shows end with the David Canary tribute where he talks about candy. It's always fun. Mike, thanks so much for being here. Guys.
Mike, be with us again so we can hear what it would be like when you and Bill go have lunch. We appreciate it. It's a little eavesdropping. People like the behind-the-scenes stuff.
That is exactly what it is. And I'm sorry.
It's great. Thank you, Mike.
Bye, Mike.
Thanks, you guys.
All right. Coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. It's all coming up on WGN Radio.